Hey, welcome back to the Apple Podcast. Today, we will be talking about United States versus Comstock, a landmark case that was decided in the year 2010. This case regards Congress' authority to enforce federal civil commitment laws for sexually dangerous individuals beyond their release date. The case began in 2006 with five individuals nearing the end of their prison sentences for sexual offenses. Three of them faced charges related to possession of child pornography, while two of them were charged with sexually abusing a minor. The federal government sought to civilly commit them under Federal Statute 4248, which permits indefinite confinement of sexually dangerous prisoners if they are mentally ill and likely to reoffend. The detainees challenged the statute on constitutional grounds, including claims of double jeopardy, ex post facto laws, and equal protection. They argued that civil commitment traditionally falls within the state authority, arguing that Congress exceeded its powers under the Necessary and Proper Clause. The district court dismissed the case, and the Fourth Circuit Court upheld this dismissal, ruling that Congress lacked the authority for such legislation. The case ultimately reached the U.S. Supreme Court, which granted certiorari on the issue of congressional power. In a 7-2 decision, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the federal statute. Justice Stephen Breyer, writing for the majority, outlined five key reasons for the court's decision. Number one, the court reiterated that Congress had broad authority to create laws connected to its powers. While civil commitment is explicitly stated in the Constitution, it can facilitate the safe and responsible administration of federal prisons. Number two, as the custodian of federal prisoners, the government has a duty to protect communities from dangerous individuals it releases. The statute was regarded as a modest addition to the framework of mental health care and civil commitment for prisoners. Number three, the court noted that Congress had historically enacted legislation in this area, referencing statutes from as early as the 19th century that allowed for the civil commitment of mentally ill federal prisoners. Number four, the statute mandates that the federal government notify states about their opportunity to assume custody of these individuals, reinforcing the cooperative nature of the federal-state relationship in managing sexually dangerous persons. And number five, last but not least, the court emphasized that Statute 4248 applies only to a small subset of individuals already in federal custody, making it a narrowly tailored measure to address a specific public safety concern. Two justices, Kennedy and Alito, concurred in the judgment but warned against overly broad interpretations of federal power under the Necessary and Proper Clause. In the dissenting opinion, Justices Clarence Thomas and Antonin Scalia argued that the statute represented an unconstitutional expansion of federal power. Justice Thomas maintained that civil commitment should fall under state jurisdiction and that the Necessary and Proper Clause does not grant Congress a general police power. He cautioned that this ruling could threaten the constitutional careful separation of federal and state responsibilities. The decision in this case reaffirmed the federal government's ability to act for public safety within constitutional limits. However, it reignited debates about the boundaries of federal power and the roles of states in civil matters. That's all for today's episode of the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law, Landmark Cases in Forensic Psychiatry podcast. Join us next time as we discuss another case. See you then.